Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of modern stoicism thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like fear's got you stuck in a hamster wheel? Like those pesky phobias are holding you back from living your best life? Trust me, I get it. Fear is a part of the human experience, a primal instinct that keeps us safe. But sometimes, it can take over, whispering doubts and keeping us frozen in place. That's where stoicism comes in, not to erase our fears, but to equip us with the tools to manage them, step into our power, and live more authentically. So, today, we're diving deep into overcoming fears and phobias using mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Think of it like this. Fear is a wildfire, and mindfulness is the hose. We're not trying to extinguish the fire completely, that's unrealistic, but rather control its intensity so we can walk through the smoke without getting consumed by it. First up, let's talk about awareness. That's right, paying attention to those pesky fear signals. What happens in your body when you feel anxious? Do you get butterflies in your stomach? A racing heart? Tight muscles? Recognizing these physical sensations is key. It's like learning the language of your own body, a crucial first step in managing those uncomfortable feelings. Next, we've got breathing exercises. Remember that saying, take a deep breath and calm down? It's not just some cheesy saying, it actually works. Deep, controlled breaths can help regulate our nervous system, sending signals to our brain that everything's okay. There are tons of different techniques out there, from simple box breathing to more elaborate ones, so find what resonates with you and make it a part of your daily routine. Now, let's talk about reframing those negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can spiral into the worst-case scenario? That's fear doing its thing. But we have the power to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, when we step back and analyze our fears, they lose their power over us. Mindfulness meditation is like a superpower. It helps us detach from our anxieties and observe them with a sense of clarity. Imagine it as watching your thoughts float by like clouds. You acknowledge them, but you don't cling to them. This practice can be incredibly empowering, helping you develop resilience and navigate challenging situations with more ease. Finally, remember that taking small steps is key. You don't have to conquer all your fears overnight. Start with something manageable. Maybe it's facing a mild social anxiety situation or tackling a small task that usually triggers fear. Each step forward, no matter how small, builds confidence and momentum. Think about that time you were terrified of public speaking, right? You probably started by practicing in front of the mirror, then maybe a few friends, until finally you nailed that big presentation. That's the power of gradual exposure. It desensitizes us to our fears and allows us to grow. So how about we put these tools into action today? Take a few deep breaths right now, feel your feet on the ground, and acknowledge any anxieties that might be swirling around. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Stoicism is all about facing challenges head-on with courage and resilience. And remember, every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences. What are some techniques that have helped you overcome fears? And if you find this episode helpful, leave us a review and tell your friends about it. Let's build a community of support and empower each other to live fearless lives. Until next time, keep those stoic vibes high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.